Good evening.
Good evening. Be on in light.
So we were ready to start.
Okay.
We're going to start with Pasuk 466.
Okay.
This is section 36a of the Sulam commentary on the Zohar from Parashat Lech Lecha. We'll start with the Lashem Yehud. Lashem Yehud Kuchabritu Ishkinte Bithilu Urkimu Uthilu Uthilu Urkimu Liakta Lashem Yudhe Bavavhe Yehuda Shalim Bashem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La Sok Torah Mitzvah Vahino Amadunay Elohino Alein Maaseya Deinu Kunene Alein Maaseya Deinu Kunenehu. Pasuk 466. Vayitayehu shorek kedaa ve'anochi netatich shorek kolo zera emet kalahe ketivehai mikan share Abraham leolada Le'ela me'hai nefak Zera emet Kolo zera emet Vadai Hainu diktiv Ko yihye zarecha Ukola achad mila Zaka ahu lachon Di Yisrael diar tu yeruta Kadishada. The translation. The verse implanted it with the choicest vine is similar to the verse, I have planted you a noble vine. And entirely, the Hebrew word is kulo, ripe seed. It is written kulo with the letter he. So it is as though it were written kol, all, hay. Kol hay, which means all of hay, which is malchut. And from this stage, Abraham started to beget Isaac about. Therefore, he says, and from here the right seed issued definitely, an entirely right seed, because the illumination of Chachma is called right. Or truth. And as it is written, so, the Hebrew word is ko, shall your seed be. Because when the left column shines in Malchut, it is called ko. Thus they are the same, the choicest vine, the ripe seed, the fathering of Isaac, and ko shall your seed be. They all refer to the illumination of the left, from Bina. Happy is the lot of Israel who received such a great inheritance. My commentary. The pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. There are a few code words being brought into unity in this pasuk. I believe somebody else came on, so welcome. We just completed the verse 466, and we're about to transition to the questions, thoughts, or comments, whatever people would like to say or question.
Brandela, thank you.
You're welcome. Tana, do you have any questions or thoughts you want to express?
Well, something came back to me when I saw Anoki. You know, that's one of my favorites. Should I say words? References to her. I remember.
You're breaking up. Say it. Start over.
Okay, I said, when I saw the word Anoki, you know, that's one of my favorites. I think it's because somebody's not muted. That's probably why you can't hear me. It's not for my.
I understand.
Okay. And I don't think I dreamed it, but I think maybe a month or so ago, I saw something, a new reference, and I didn't have time, you know, to make a note of where it was. The idea that I don't think that's not, it was another code. I'm sorry I didn't take the time to notice it. But it made me think here we're not on the same thing that Dina and Dina were reverting back, and I'm not sure if I can say it, in the last few in this chapter was really emphasized that Dina was awesome. And but when I saw Anoki, I thought, oh, here's Bina again, and it was a hey. Right thinking or not, but anyway, that's what I thought I was looking for. And the translation, of course, there was for I, so I know who I especially like what
Andy, can you mute your phone just for a second?
Okay, sure.
Thank you.
Okay, that cleared it up.
It does.
Okay. Is that the only other person on? This one person?
Yes. Yeah, it was just her.
Okay, well, it's still coming through a little bit, so.
Okay, well, we're hearing you more clearly, so.
I'm not touching my phone. I'm the chair next to me.
No, it's just temperamental issues.
Right. Well, it's windy out here, so that might be causing some of it. We've had a lot of wind.
That can be.
Mm-hmm. It was yesterday that I heard the word fool mentioned several times, but they didn't say anything about fool, you know, off Lamed.
Right.
Because it was mentioned three times for sure, because I remember counting one line and saw the fool.
Look, off Lamed means everything.
Right.
And this is referring to Ko, which is Kaf He or Kaf Vav. And
but
it's establishing the code word. We've seen the code word Ko before. It really refers to Malkut.
Right. I remember that. But it did say, so it is as though it were written Ko. Which is Malkut. So
right.
I could see the tie between the two verses, and I do remember back when we first started the chapter with Ko, I'm going to say K-O-H, you know.
Right.
Was there anything new you felt? Because I kind of missed it at the same time. I got a message at the top of my head, and my eyes went to that, and I may have missed a few lines.
Well, what jumps out to me, and it's something that I always question, because this phrase, the illumination of the left, is telling us that that means it's malchut.
Okay. Okay, I was thinking it was referring to Bina and Avraham and the idea that Bina is also of reference to male as well as female.
Right.
That's what I thought it was referencing.
And that, and what you're saying is also true. It's very much connected to this concept because it's cut, the illumination of the left is Bina. But it's because the light of Bina is being shined directly into Malchut because their Anten has gone to sleep. Or because Malchut has risen and enwrapped itself around Bina. So it's receiving the light of Bina directly.
I never really thought of Malchut as being left or right. I don't know why. To me, maybe it was the glyph picture still in my mind. I always thought it was center. You know,
it
the bottom
center.
Of the tree. So it's hard for me to... It's new thinking I have to get in my head. Right and left of Malchut.
You have to understand that Malchut is built from the left. That's the way it starts out as a immature consciousness. But as it grows and as it starts to receive the light from above, it moves to the center.
Oh, okay, like the others do. Okay.
Yes.
You always think of it moving up to Ketcher after.
And it also moves up to Ketcher as well. The seed, in order to grow, has to go back up to
the Ketcher.
Has to go back up to Ketcher. So one of the mistakes that we make because we've seen the glyph and it's part of our consciousness. Is the Sephirot are moving relative to each other. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're moving horizontally, right to left or left to right, and other times it's up and down.
Right. I saw that yesterday. And I mean, I knew it, but I could see it within the verses, if you put it that way.
Yes. Yeah.
That we were working. Okay.
So I'm going to go on to verse 467.
Okay.
Sophia dikra vaiven migdal betoko mahu migdal kada'a migdal shem hashem lo yarut sadik Randy, if you want to unmute your phone, feel free to do so. It was just to get the breaking up that was happening, to get it calmed down. I'm sure it'll be fine now. The translation... The verse continues, and built a tower in the midst of it. And he asks, what is a tower? And he responds, this is as it is written. The name of Hashem is a strong tower. The righteous runs to it and is safe. Assuredly, the righteous runs to it.
Well, we're very familiar with that scripture.
Okay.
Here. One thing, it's Migdal, the word for tower.
Yes.
Okay, I thought so. Okay.
So my commentary is that there's a code word being brought into unity in this. The idea of the tower. One of the teachings of the word tower is that it's the letter Lamed, and that because it's rising up to Bina. It goes above the line.
I'll always think of Hashem's four-letter name as a weapon, you know, it's our...
Right. That's the teaching out of the Shema.
Right. And links us to the Shema and so much of everything.
Correct.
That's the only one we can go to tell you the truth. You have a need, you go to Hashem, you go to your high tower, and then he brings the physical person or act or money or whatever it is that you needed at that time. And don't look to the person who was the one who helped. Maybe you helped. Don't expect help from him. Expect Hashem to bring help that you need.
And that's the basic idea. Run to your safe place and ask Hashem to send you help into that safe place.
And sometimes it's just peace, you know, or assurance that all is going to be well.
Correct.
Yeah, you know, not something physical. When I see the word tower, I always see the old city with David's tower. You know, you see it higher than just about anything else in the old city. It always reminds me of this verse.
Well, see, you're looking at the verse from Mishlei, from Proverbs.
Mm-hmm.
But the beginning is coming from the previous verse, which we have to add the, you know, we've just, in the previous verse, 466, we were just talking about the first part of the verse. But the second part adds the phrase,
the tower.
Build a tower in the midst of it. So where is the midst of it is in Malchut. But it's also the idea of the tower is that Malchut has risen to Bina.
Okay. I thought maybe it had to do with the previous verse in 465, where he built the fence around it, that it was another frame of reference. And he fenced it, which means that he restricted it and fenced it all around, like
right.
a ring. And then he's got his tower in the middle.
But the tower in the middle is the righteous are running to the tower, which is connecting to Bina. It's how they elevate from Malchut to Bina. But the passport to go to the elevation is being righteous.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because I thought was too, well, sometimes the unrighteous run to and too when they're in desperate need, you know, to come around, but I can understand to this verse why you said it would be the righteous.
And you can also envision the tower as the male organ when it's erect.
Okay. I didn't think of that. Which is reaching to Bina. Okay, so I can understand.
Exactly. Or it's dividing the channel from Malchut, the vagina, to Bina.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have to have that male and female to produce the right seed, so it just all
Correct.
Makes sense. It just compounds the beauty of the marriage act, you know.
Yes, I agree.
And when you can see one side, then you can see the spiritual side even more so. I remember how excited I got when I took biology and learned that sex. You know, and the process that was going on with biology and everything, I think it was about in the ninth grade. Well, that's kind of the feeling you get when you begin to make the spiritual connections to the physical, to the spiritual, you know.
It's very, very powerful. I agree.
Yes.
Let's go on to 468. We have a few minutes, but it's a short one. Wagam yekev ha'atevo da'tara t'tzedek k'dapi chuli share tzedek my mashma dekol bar Yisrael Dit kazar ayel, the tar by who, the zakel hara by who. The translation. The text, and also made a winepress therein, refers to the gate of righteousness. As it is written, open to me the gates of righteousness. And he asks, what is the meaning of the verse, open to me the gates of righteousness? And he answers, each person of Israel who is circumcised enters and merits them both. This is why David pleaded, open to me the gates of righteousness in order to merit them both.
Which relates to why the righteous can run to it. Doesn't it?
First, you have to define what do they mean by both, and it's both is Malchut and Bina, because the full correction of Malchut is that Bina and Malchut are identical. Right now, there's a difference, but after the Tikkun and with the coming of Mashiach, Malchut will become the same as Bina.
No.
That's the whole idea of creating the world, of completing the tikkun, is so that Bina can come into the world of Malchut, or Malchut can rise to Bina.
You think it'll be a faster process? Or will people still go through the same type of...
I'm not clear on the question. What will be a faster process?
Either the Shefa coming down to Malchut or Malchut to Bina. Do you think that...
Well... You have to remember, we max out at the 6,000th year. So that process is coming to a fast conclusion.
Okay, so this won't be happening during that 1,000 years after?
No.
Okay.
No. The world of Tikkun,
it's only
in the Zohar is talking about the world of Tikkun, our current world.
Okay.
Once, and all of that is centered around bringing humanity back to the level of Adam and Chava before the sin. Then the 1,000 years is the effect of rising back to the level of Adam and Chava before the sin.
Okay. I'm wondering
if Adam and Chava had not sinned, then at the end of Shabbat, on that first week, they would have just returned to the endless world. Mm-hmm. And without bread of shame, they would have corrected bread of shame just by waiting those 6 hours before they ate from the tree of knowledge, good and evil. But the eating of the tree of knowledge is what brought the fall, the sin, and now we've had 6,000 years instead of 6 days to bring that and make that correction. But all of our work in this physical world is solely for the purpose of returning to the level of Adam and Chava before the sin.
Right. I wouldn't have associated wine press as a code word for gate of righteousness. I don't know why I'm making a hard connection there.
Well, I guess have you ever seen a wine press?
Well, when I was before Modine was actually established, it was probably 95. We did go to the I call it the Biblical Gardens. I can't remember the name before, and so I actually got to see a wine press. You know, seeing also pictures of women, you know, stepping on the grapes and squeezing the grapes.
Right.
I guess that's the connection, is the process
that is
of
the connection.
In order to to the
that's
Jesus.
That's exactly the idea of the wine press. It's the women stomping on the grapes, creating the juice, the pressing of the grapes. The women are both connected to Malchut, and where the women are Malchut, and the grapes, the juice from the grapes that's going to become wine, that is the you know, that's where we get Kiddush from, and that's representing the drawing of the energy from Bina.
Right. Okay, I see it now.
So you have all of you have a good evening. We'll have a Zohar class at 7 o'clock West Coast time. And tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. we'll have the Psalm class. I know, Chana, you probably won't be on that one.
No, we have to leave early, 7:15 tomorrow. So.
If you do get a chance to contact Malka, because I had a very brief conversation by text with her. She had been in a car accident.
Oh, well, I talked to Judy today, and I told her we hadn't heard from her. I thought maybe she had taken time off because of her hand. So I will. I'll try to make some kind of contact.
I called her today and talked with her for a little while, and she's been having to travel for work to Houston and Dallas and all, but she doesn't have a car right now. So
is she riding the makes it hard to, yeah, as long as she's all right, what my concern was.
Okay. She's okay, but that, you know, she had that carpal tunnel and she's got that brace on her hand.
Okay.
I understand.
So,
okay.
But she seemed like she was doing pretty fair today.
Very good. Thank you for calling, Brandy.
You're welcome.
And you all have a good evening.
Okay,
Shalom
thank
Gadol.
You.
Shalom Gadol.